Now, you see, they're a jackass.
Mm-hmm.
He's a between. He's across the beach, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he has the long ears after the male of the species.
Uh-huh.
This mule has the long ears. Of course, you're out of the state of Georgia. You've seen mules down in Georgia, I know.
Yeah. Okay, what would you call a little cow when it's first born?
Calf.
Huh?
Calf, C-A-L-F, calf.
Okay. And the female would be called a
heifer.
And the male?
Bull.
Okay. And if you had a cow that was expecting a calf, you'd say that the cow was going to
fix it to calve.
Okay. Any other expression?
Well, in other words, most times said the old cow's due to have a calf such and such mm-hmm. a time, you know.
Well, you say find a calf or drop a calf?
Drop a calf, yeah, that's right. Drop a calf, that's right.
Okay. What did you call the male horse?
Male horse, stud.
Okay. Was that word nice to use?
Hmm?
Was that word nice to use in front of women?
Not those days it weren't. But now since we got this word so wild over horse talk.
Yeah.
Well, nothing. Nobody says anything, thinks anything about men and a bunch of ladies sit down and have a conversation about a stud horse, you know.
Yeah.
Most especially in this walking horse deal, you know. They don't.
Yeah.
They don't consider that vulgar or anything kind. That's just regular conversation.
Yeah. What did they call it when you were growing up?
Well, it was known by then as a stud in the days when I grew up, the male horse was.
Uh-huh. Okay. And so everyone around here likes to, what horses likes to?
Well, everyone, you might say, they'd say everyone around here likes to put in time with horses, our own horses, ride horses,
okay.
Things like that.
You said last year he what his horse every day.
Yeah, and you say, well, this last year this fellow rode this horse every day.
Okay, you say, but I've never
put in much time riding a horse or anything like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I've never what a horse. I've never.
Never trained a horse or anything like
or
that.
Or never got on him and.
Yeah, never got on a horse. Never been on, never rode a horse in my life, something like that, you know.
Okay.
Of course, that is rare, because most of them, when he was a kid that high, he wasn't on a horse's back.
Yeah.
Well, my dad took me on a big old pretty mare he had when I was a boy, and just my leg was long and mad. He'd lead across the barn lot that I was holding to mane, which is
yeah.
on the neck, you know.
Yeah.
I'd hold to that to keep them falling off. I suppose I was over 3 years old at the outside. People tell me, he said, you can't remember things back when you was 3 or 4 years old. You'd have to be 8 or 10 years old before you could remember things. Now, I said, well, you're wrong with me. I remember some things that I know must have happened before I was 5 years old.
Yeah.
A lot of.
Okay, if you couldn't stay on a horse, you'd say, I fell.
Yes, and I fell off of that horse.
Okay. And suppose a little child had gone to sleep in bed, woke up and found himself on the floor in the morning, he'd say, I guess I must have
rolled out of bed last night.
Okay. And the things that you put on a horse's feet to protect them, you call those?
Horseshoes.
Okay, and the game that you play with those?
Well, that was a game that drove a steel stake.
Uh-huh.
Steel spike in the ground, so many feet away, I forget how much, two of them. So many feet between them.
Mm-hmm.
And they pitch those shoes, meaning they take the team as you're going to play, in other words, generally four,
mm-hmm.
two at each end.
Mm-hmm.
And this bunch down at this stake pitch their shoes to the other stake, you see, and
mm-hmm.
the ones up there pitch the other way.
I see.
It was a game of chance of whether you could bring that horseshoe around that steel
yeah.
stake, you know.
And you just call it game horseshoes?
Yeah, pitching horseshoes.
Okay.